Well, good morning. Jerry Evans here. It's Nevada Wild on 99.1 FM Talk. We'll visit in just a moment with Mike Iazzi. He's the regional director, one of them, with the local Safari Club International chapter. And he will give us some information on the sensory safari trailer that can go to your child's school and let them learn a little bit about wildlife and conservation. Always something negative you can find in the news when it comes to hunting, gun rights, and that sort of thing. How about some good news real quick? Acting Interior Secretary, and I should say he was acting at the time, he's since been named the permanent Interior Secretary, Bernhardt, signs order: public access must be considered in land transactions. So if the federal government sells some, it's kind of odd to say federal land, it is your and my land, but if it is sold to a private party, it's a big win for America's outdoorsmen and women, because what he did is he required continued access for outdoor recreation as a factor in determining the disposal or exchange of public lands. Hunting and fishing access are included in the order. So those concerned about the federal government selling off land to private ownership, hunting and fishing access must be a part of the consideration before doing that. I want to remind you once again, you can listen to this broadcast in a podcast. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast link, and this segment will be up there. You can download it, listen to it anytime and anywhere that you want to. Well, depending on what state or states that you apply for tags, you might have gotten a letter from Utah this past week. Utah has already done their drawing, and lo and behold, it's the year of the Jer. I've got a tag in New Mexico, archery. Got some archery news in just a moment. And I got a tag for the same unit in Utah where the world record spider elk was taken back in 2008. Monroe Mountain in Utah, and I drew a black powder muzzleloader tag for that. Starts September 23rd, right at the peak of the rut. I'm in a little bit of hog heaven right now. Real quickly, we missed the pre-announcement on the River Animal Madness with the Fallon Bowmen. And so we'll keep up to date with them and be sure and get you some information in advance of their events. They just had one this weekend. In fact, it wraps up today. Silver Arrow Bowmen has a Wednesday night bow hunter league, May 1st through July 3rd. Phone number here real quick. If you want to find out some information, call Kelly Dean at 771-5845. And last but not least, it's the Bear Valley Shoot in Loyalton, California, Saturday, June 22nd. Contact Mike Juden. He's the president of the Feather River Archery Club, 530-832-0191. Okay, recorded earlier this year, he mentions a banquet that took place in February, so just ignore that. And you may want to take notes, though, on how to get Mike to bring the Sensory Safari SCI trailer to your kid's school. On Nevada Wild, Jerry Evans for 99.1 FM Talk, visiting with Mike Iazzi. He's the director of the Northern Nevada chapter of SCI. I used to do a syndicated hunting show for Safari Club International. We worked very closely with a local chapter, Mike. I've lost contact with him, so I'm glad we're visiting so we can establish contact and let us help you spread the word about Safari Club International and all the great things that the organization does for hunting and hunters' rights in particular. But let's talk about the Northern Nevada chapter in particular and your focus and your position. There are other directors, but Sensory Safari, which is a great thing that you guys do. I'll let you tell us more about it, because it's one of the things that we are challenged with, replacing new hunters in today's society of kids sitting there staring at phones or laptops or computers versus what Safari Club International can introduce them to with Sensory Safari. You have the floor.
Absolutely. No, I'm appreciative to have this opportunity to visit with you. One of the things that we've been able to do with the Northern Nevada chapter of SCI is actually build this trailer, and we just recently have retrofitted it and completely gutted it and started over and have North American Game in it. We take this around and we introduce folks that may not be familiar with hunting or conservation with it. So it's a lot of information to them about the animals, about the habitat, and the need for conservation. We obviously appreciate the hunters, as SCI is first for hunters, mm-hmm. but we also are looking to get people involved in, and understand the conservation aspect, because hunters are the leading people in the conservation movement. We're the leading force, the driving force.
Give us your 30 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever you need to explain conservation and how it ties in with, actually, we'll keep it away from hunting, but explain conservation in your mind, what it is.
Absolutely. Well, we do a lot of seed planting projects. We go back out and rehabilitate areas after they burn. We work with Nevada Department of Wildlife on that. We volunteer. We've helped with guzzlers. We help with different projects, as most outdoorsmen and women do. The biggest thing, though, and most people, I know you said keep away from hunting portion, but the hunting and fishing industry creates more dollars for conservation by the taxes on those things. So as you're buying your fishing gear, your hunting gear, there are taxes on all of that that goes back into the conservation movement.
Right. The Pittman-Robertson Act, which has been amended over the years, signed in 1937 by...
Absolutely.
Franklin Roosevelt. One of the key things for people, the Nevadans in particular, to know about that is the Nevada senator who is the key Pittman of Pittman-Robertson. I hopefully put that into words.
Yes, you did. Okay. Yes, you did. A Nevada backing right there, Nevada background, little Nevada history, which is a native Nevadan I appreciate.
Responsible for one of the best all-time bills. We can always find a lot of things to criticize Congress for, but that was one of the best all-time things that anybody ever did in Congress, and it was from a Nevada senator as well as a Virginia senator, the Pittman-Robertson Act. And what that was, just real briefly, was hunters agreed and campaigned for and lobbied for taxes. Which is kind of odd to say, but tax us. We will gladly contribute 11% of what we do when it comes to buying firearms and ammunition to go back to wildlife and conservation. And it's been amended over the years, and with any government entity, it was mismanaged over the years. Don Young of Alaska reintroduced a bill. It was amended in 2000 to make sure that the money that hunters contribute for wildlife conservation gets used properly. They've also added archery. Archers agreed to say, yes, take 11% more, just put it to wildlife and conservation. That's something that hunters do. Again, Mike Iazzi is the director of the Northern Nevada chapter, going back to Safari Club International and Sensory Safari, which is a trailer full of wildlife.
30 foot of it.
30 feet of wildlife that you to take around and let people get familiar with these animals.
Absolutely. And the beautiful part about this is it is a hands-on exhibit. So this mobile education center that we use is set up to be able to touch and feel. We've dealt with students that are losing their eyesight, and so they're able to touch and feel these animals and remember what it is when people are talking about it. But also in the areas that people have not had an opportunity to get out and experience nature, we give them the opportunity to go in and see and talk about each different animal. And with the retrofit, we've put Nevada landscaping in the background so you can see kind of the habitat that they would be in and explain to people why preserving that habitat and maintaining that habitat is so crucial to these animal survival.
Pretty rare to see a mountain lion. Do you have a mountain lion in your trailer?
Absolutely.
Again, if you're out in the wild, even if you're out and spend a lot of time, it's really rare to be able to see a mountain lion and touch it and see it really up close.
We have a beaver in there. We've got a wolverine. We are always available to take more donations.
Again, Mike Iazzi, director of Northern Nevada chapter of Safari Club International. How does somebody go about, an educator listening to this, or perhaps a parent with a child, they'd like to have this trailer with this wildlife in it come to their schools? How does somebody go about doing that?
You can reach out to me on our social media, on Northern Nevada SCI Facebook page, or on our website, and just fill out the request there, and we can get you taken care of. We'll get back in touch with you as quickly as possible. We are all volunteers, so sometimes we're not available immediately, but We want to get this out. We've had it to a lot of schools, and we want to get it across the entire Northern Nevada region. We're the Northern Nevada chapter. This isn't just a Reno thing. We have plans to take it all over.
All right. When's the annual banquet for the local chapter?
It's coming up on February 23rd.
February 23rd. Where is it? How does somebody get information
and
tickets?
It is at the Peppermill, and we do have our tickets available online at NNSCI website. So go ahead and check us out there, and we can tickets are $100 a plate, and we have a pretty neat setup this year. We're actually going to have the trailer inside the Peppermill for the dinner, as well as we'll have different nonprofit organizations involved as well. Nevada Outdoorsmen in Wheelchairs is another one we'll have there, and just all kinds of outdoorsmen, and a great time.
Thank you, Mike, and we'll look forward to seeing you and visiting with you again.